15 minutes away from 4 o'clock. It's Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Andy Bulbarch out here in Avon with the Lake Erie Crushers will take on the Florence Freedom tonight in a doubleheader of sorts. They'll continue a game that was suspended in the bottom of the second inning beginning at 5 o'clock tonight, and they'll play a seven-inning game to follow that about a half hour after the first one wraps up. Matt Douglas is back in studio control, and it's time for us to head to the hotline for the first time today as we bring in a young man who is going to be headed to Kent State University this fall. He, of course, a Lorraine graduate and a gentleman that was one of eight to win an award from Steve Harvey that will pay for his college at Kent State University. Jaden Morales is joining us on the hotline right now. Jaden, thank you for the time today. How are you?
Good. How are you? Thank you.
Well, take us through this entire process, you know, how you applied for this, when you applied for it, and all the way up to the day where you found out that you won this scholarship.
So, actually, there was no applying into it. It was a random selection out of a group of select kids, five from a group called Upward Bound, and then some other ones that were related to Steve Harvey in some way. So I got a call Good Friday from Kent State University asking me about how I was going to pay for college scholarships and that. And then, probably mid-call, she goes, well, you're not going to have to worry about paying for college anymore. And that would puzzle anyone. So I started asking, like, what do you mean I don't have to pay for college anymore? She goes, well, out of a select eight, you were chosen to receive a full ride to Kent State.
Wow. Wow. Okay, so what's going through your mind when you hear that?
The only question I could get out to her was, how do I unaccept the loans that I already accepted?
Sure.
Because, I mean, that was the only thing I could get out at the moment. That was in shock, like complete shock.
That's awesome. No, that's a great thing to probably ask about in that situation
it is,
as well.
Because as soon as, like, that's the first thing they pull from, they start accumulating interest. Sure. I don't want no part of that. I didn't want any part of it to begin with. Before I got the call, like probably a week prior, I was doing some math, and I figured I was going to be around $42,000 in debt by the time I got out.
Wow. That's just incredible. Now, you were telling Carissa Wojtosz earlier in the week with the Chronicle-Telegram about this entire process, and you mentioned that, you know, you were kind of in shock, and you mentioned that your mom was kind of in the same state of mind.
She sure was. She was out grocery shopping, I think, and I didn't want to tell her over the phone. It's not something that you tell over the phone.
Yeah.
It's not something you don't. You have to say it in person. So, because I barely believed when I got the call. I was like, yeah, uh-huh. So my mom had gotten home from grocery shopping, and I just ran up to her and gave her a big hug. And she was like, what? And I just kept hugging her, and she was like, no, what? And I was like, I don't have to pay for college anymore. And she's like, same thing that I said. What do you mean I don't have to pay for college anymore? And so I explained the story to her, and she couldn't even speak a full sentence after I told her.
I'd imagine that has to be almost as gratifying as receiving that news, being able to tell your parents.
That call,
hey.
Exactly, yes.
Very, very cool stuff. Now, you know, as great as that is, not having to pay for college, you also had the opportunity to head out to the West Coast, and you were, as we mentioned, one of eight to win this scholarship, and you had the opportunity to join Steve Harvey on the Steve Harvey Show last month. Tell us about that experience. What was that like?
So it was all on the same phone call towards the end. She goes, and if that's not enough, and I interrupted her, and proceeded to say, I just got college paid for. What do you mean if that's not enough? She goes, he wants to fly you out to California to be on his show. And that was, I didn't know what to say. Like, I already didn't know what to say. And then to add that on, I really didn't know what to say to her. So the taping took place on May 8th. It showed June 26th. And I was not able to say anything until June 25th.
Had to be tough to kind of keep that a secret, wasn't it?
It had to be tough. It's hard to explain the spontaneous trip to Los Angeles in pretty much your last month of your last week of senior year. So I had left on a Wednesday. We taped Thursday. On a red eye back Friday evening, I had prom.
Jeez, that's a lot going on. That's a lot going on for sure.
That was a lot going on. People are like, where were you this morning? Or why are you so tired? Blah, blah. I said, well, I took a trip. I had to take a trip.
Went on a little trip? Yeah, for sure.
Jamie, yeah, went on a little trip.
Well, I understand you're kind of wanting to get into the broadcasting field, the TV side of things. Is that correct? Did you learn anything while you were over there?
So throughout my whole entire high school career, I worked with TV 20 from Lorain High.
Yeah.
So I worked with Tim Alcorn and people like that and enjoyed it. I did. I did for football season at home. I did instant replay. For away games, I did photography. So I would kind of want to stay towards like the production side maybe.
Sure.
Like, you know, editing and shooting and stuff like that. But my major will be digital media production with a minor in photography.
Very cool.
Awesome stuff. Again, we're talking with Jaden Morales. He's joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. A full ride to Kent State, one of eight to win that award from Steve Harvey. He was actually on the Steve Harvey Show last month, even though, as he mentioned to us a few minutes ago, he had to make that trip out to Los Angeles a bit of a secret. Now, what I'm sure was pretty fascinating for you, too, is to go out there and meet the other seven that won the award as well, because everybody's got a pretty compelling story. Was that an awesome experience for you also to meet those who are benefiting from the same scholarship as you?
So, as I had mentioned earlier, a few were selected from a program. So me and four others, so five total, were chosen from the program called Upward Bound. It helps kind of like lower-income families and students get a chance at experiencing college before college is what I like to say. So they take you down to Kent State University for a total of 5 weeks, and you take classes. You get to stay in a dorm with your roommate and kind of mingle and try to get the feel for it before you go. So that's where I had met the other four. So we were kind of close before, but this brought us together. Then the other two were, like I said, related to Steve Harvey in some way. So the two others came from Cleveland. They had attended Glenville High School, which was Steve Harvey's old high school. Maybe both of them did. I'm not sure. Don't quote me on it. But so they wanted to do that because one of his fraternity brothers had also gone, Ted Ginn.
Oh, sure.
So, and then the last one, the eighth one, is from, he's from out of state, and one of his fraternity brothers, Blue, started a mentoring program, and he was part of the mentoring program. So five of us seven of us are from Ohio, one's out of state. Five of us already knew each other.
Very cool stuff. Now, in addition to the success that you've had in high school, one of the things I think that certainly stands out about you also is that you've dedicated a lot of time to local community organizations. Tell us about these experiences and how that's been a lot of fun and very rewarding for you.
So like I had mentioned, working with TV20 through the 4 years of my high school career, I got to meet a lot of people, have a lot of neat experiences. I've traveled with the band to different locations, shooting their events. I worked with El Centro on the south side, which is a Hispanic, just kind of social work center. Being able to be involved in the community that I love, that I was born and raised in, means a lot. It taught leadership skills that no teacher could teach. It's stuff that you have to experience to be able to learn that. And I owe a lot to the city, and I owe a lot to everyone in it.
Well, of course, you are going to continue your academic career at Kent next year, as we've referenced a few times already. You mentioned the digital media production is what you plan on majoring in. Tell us what you would ultimately like to do with that.
So what I would say, like everyone has a dream goal or a dream job. My dream job would be to work for ESPN.
Sure.
I want to stay in sports production. Like my all-time favorite sport is football. Like I've never played, but like to watch, to enjoy, it's football. So I would like to say in just the sports region of production, but I mean, if it takes me outside of there, okay, but I want to go into a production field somewhere, like a large production field.
Very cool stuff. Well, Jaden, we appreciate the time, man. I know you're really busy. You're actually working with the mayor's office throughout the course of the summer as well before you head on out to Kent.
I'm here now.
Yeah, you're a very busy guy, Vance. We appreciate the time and congratulations. This is really, really awesome. Matt and I can both tell you, as guys who had to pay for college, this is something really cool, man. So certainly take advantage of that. We wish you nothing but the best as you continue your career, Kent.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm going to throw out a Go Flashes in there as well. I'm an alum, so Go Flashes, Jaden. Great to hear you're taking your talents there, man.
All right, thanks.
Thank you, Jaden. Again, that's Jaden Morales joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Young man going to Kent next year on a full ride. He is one of eight, to win the Steve and Marjorie Harvey Award. And that was a really cool experience for him, it sounds like, getting the opportunity to somewhat quietly head on out to L.A. for that show taping in early May. And he had to keep it under wraps until late June before he could finally tell everybody when that show aired. But a really cool story about a young man that has certainly done a lot of great things in his life and hopefully will continue to do so when he takes his talents down to Kent. Break time here on Bullseye on the Afternoon, wrapping up the first hour of the show. Coming up at 4:10, Tom Kramick, the owner of the Lake Erie Crushers, will join me here in his suite. And we'll talk about this entire homestand, Christmas in July, coming up on Friday, amongst many other things. And we will continue to have some more fun and excitement for you here on AM 930 WEOL.
Cock-a-doodle-doo!
Ha-ha! Wake up, Cole!
It's a good morning and I'm feeling fine.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning and a special good morning to you this morning.
I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
Start your day with the WEOL Morning Show. Craig updates you on the local news. We'll check in with some sports and